Moving on now to sad news. The tributes have flowed in from across the European footballing world after the shock news that former Czech and Newcastle goalkeeper Pavel Srnicek died on Tuesday at the age of 47. Srnicek was capped for his country 49 times from the mid-1990s to 2002, but was best known for his role between the posts for his beloved Newcastle United. Chris Johnson has the story.
Cantona's in the centre. Here's Keane. Hit well! Now that was a superb save by Pavel Srnicek. And just at the moment, Newcastle are really...
Commentary there of Pavel Srnicek in action for Newcastle against Manchester United. Contemporary footballing greats such as fellow Czech goalkeeper Petr Cech and legends from the past such as Newcastle and England strikers Alan Shearer and Andrew Cole were quick to pay tribute to Pavel Srnicek following Tuesday's news that he had died at an Ostrava hospital 9 days after suffering a heart attack. Srnicek was just 47. For his country, Pavel Srnicek appeared just short of 50 times and earned a runners-up medal at the European Championships hosted by England in 1996, but only as third-choice keeper. His playing career for his country ended in 2002 after the failure to qualify for the World Cup. But it was at Newcastle United in its heyday that Srnicek made his reputation and earned a place forever in the hearts of Geordie fans. The Czech arrived from Banik Ostrava in 1991 with Newcastle in the doldrums of the English second division. But Srnicek soon made his mark, and in the 1993-94 season, the team won promotion to the newly created Premier League. With the all-attacking but not always defending formation of manager Kevin Keegan, Srnicek and Newcastle came close to winning the league in the 1995-96 season and came second again in the league a year later. By then, Newcastle were a star-studded team and one of the biggest clubs in England and Europe. The Czech only left Newcastle in 1998 after losing his position as number one keeper. He returned briefly to Banik Ostrava and later played in England, Italy and Portugal. He came back to Newcastle in 2006, but as a reserve keeper, and called time on his playing career a year later. But Srnicek told Czech Radio it was a career that at one stage in his early teens at school looked more than unlikely. At the age of 14, he was one of the smallest boys in the class. More recently, Srnicek was one of the goalkeeping trainers for the top-flight Czech lead team, Sparta Prague. His book about his time at Newcastle, Pavel is a Geordie, was recently published in English. And that was the refrain that was sung by just over 50,000 Newcastle fans during the Boxing Day encounter with Everton. The player's agent said that one of the former player's last ambitions had been to get together the greats from those triumphant years at Newcastle for a final commemoration match.